Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show, No Real Boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. Very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, come directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 today. National Kiss a Ginger Day today. So all those gingers out there, beware. There might be some puckering going on in your midst. You'll understand that. National Kiss a Ginger Day today. There's a few other items in there. It's for our celebration. Curried Chicken Day, Marzipan Day. Marzipan Day. Isn't that the topping that you put over the goodies to make them extra special? Just a thought right there. Well, we'll move right along. Checking out the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 152 points. Oil up 92 cents per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down about 5 percentage points right there, or 5 basis points. U.S. 10-year Treasury yielding 2.32 right now. I had suggested to you at the end of the year that I thought we would see a recovery in the bonds. That means the bonds going up, the yield going down, which is exactly what we are seeing right now. Bonds up, yield down. Bonds and the bond prices and the yield always, always, always move in opposite directions, just because very simply it's a mathematics issue. So you don't have to worry about wondering why. It's just math. And you do the division, it comes out that way. Gas prices, $2.356 a barrel, $1.95.6 a year ago today here in the state of confusion, $2.81 per barrel or per gallon of gas. So it's $2.356. Now it's versus $2.81.3. Yeah, we get to pay an extra 50 cents a gallon just because we like to tax ourselves here in the state of California. Although we could get a little bit better, it was 284.7 1 year ago today. I am looking at Fannie Mae came out with their, or Freddie Mac came out with their 30-year fixed rate mortgage market survey. Mortgage interest rates down again, 4.12% is the 30-year average. That's paying a half a point to get it. It was 3.92% a year ago at this time, paying 6/10 of a point. Last week we were at 4.2. We capped out at 4.32 the week before that, the last week of the year. So we are coming back down a little bit, still having a big problem in real estate, the same problem we've had along, not enough inventory. We're going to have to get you educated. For those of you that have been waiting to sell, and I know there's a lot of people who have been waiting to sell, there's a lot of pent-up demand there. We're going to have to start chatting about that. What is the problem? What are you waiting for? So we will chat about that a little bit later in the broadcast. There is a lot of built-up excitement for the new administration. I'm not talking politics here. I'm just talking some numbers. So we're going to chat about that a little later in the broadcast as well. Thought I'd share with you some unbelievable news. Now, you know me. I'm not a big government guy, but our government, they just love the idea of wasting our money. It drives me nuts how our government just loves, they find nothing better to do than waste our money. And I'll give you a couple examples today, because Senator Jeff Blake took over from the retiring Oklahoma Senator Jeff Blake in Arizona, took this over, this mission to figure out what in the world, why we want to waste so much money in the state or in the United States. So think about a couple of these things. We spent $450,000 to find out if dinosaurs could sing. Yeah, really?
You're absolutely useless.
We spent $5 million to find out the party habits were of fraternity guys. $5 million we spent on that. I could tell you, the guys only want three things, and we're not going to explain those on the broadcast. But I'll tell you what those three things are, and I'll charge 10% of that. Would that make a lot of sense there? I mean, I think the government could probably understand that concept. $5 million to figure it out. $3.5 million to figure out why people are afraid of dentists. They're putting a drill in your mouth. They're shooting up your mouth. Doesn't take a whole lot. $460,000 to study binge watching on television. Makes a whole lot of sense there. I like the idea here that this Senator Jeff Flake, he calls his latest volume of this government waste book the Porkymon Go. Waste book Porkymon Go. $5 billion in inappropriate spending by the federal government in different departments. Do you think maybe the president-elect might have something to say about this? A $1.5 million grant through the National Science Foundation to test what happens when you use treadmills. $1.5 million right there. $36,700 from the Environmental Protection Agency to create a version of the Berkshire region of Massachusetts in the Minecraft video game. FBI spent roughly $1.2 million to acquire and then remove an art installation from its Miami field office that made folks ill. The $750,000 sculpture of Western Red Cedar was making people at the field office sick because of the presence of cedar dust. Flake reports $1.7 million in the Commerce Department for the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York, for holograms and comedians who have died. $350 million study of why people fear dentists. I already talked to you about that one. Can you imagine all this waste right there in the federal budget? I'm going to suggest it's just amazing how we can continue to waste this kind of money. Yet, we have it. We know about it. We just don't have any politicians with the backbone to do anything about it. Believable.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, Mr. President, you had that opportunity. You gave that away. You didn't do anything about it. It's a shame. Tax deadlines that you need to know about. We'll give you those right now. April 18th is our deadline for filing personal income taxes this year. Usually it's the 15th, however, that is always adjusted for weekends and holidays, so the deadline for 2016 is April 18th. That date reflects the fact that April 15th and 16th fall on a weekend. April 17th is the Emancipation Day holiday in the District of Columbia. If you can't file by the 18th, you can obtain an automatic six-month adjustment through October 16th. Delayed refunds for personal returns claiming certain credits. Due to recent legislation, the IRS cannot issue refunds before February 17th for personal returns that claim the earned income tax credit or the additional child tax credit. The earned income credit can potentially be claimed by workers with modest incomes. The additional child credit is a refundable credit of up to $1,000 per qualifying child that can be potentially claimed if the regular child credit exists on your tax return. Small business tax filing alerts. Earlier deadlines for Form 1065 partnership and LLC returns. Get that information. Later deadlines for Form 1120 corporate returns. Many years, the 1120 C Corp returns have been due 2.5 months after the end of the corporation's year. So the calendar year corporation, the deadline was March 15th of the following year. However, recent legislation established a new deadline for corporate returns for tax returns beginning in 2016 and beyond. The Form 1120 due date is generally moved back a month to 3.5 months after the close of the corporation's tax year, which translates April 15th. Again, adjust that for weekends and holidays. We'll get more of this information as these dates come forth, or as we get closer to these dates. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about the top three things second wave baby boomers look for in a home, how to dispute an error on your credit report. We're going to talk about that, best tax deductions that are out there for some of our small business owners that listen to the podcast on a regular basis. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go and visit the site. It's like $87 a month, something like that. It's very, very reasonable for you to get what you're looking for there. Again, $87 a month, not too shabby. And it gives you a LifeLock. It gives you a credit repair service, not a different service. You got to go and check out. So the issue that we're talking about, how to dispute an error on your credit report. Very, very common to have an error on your credit report. In fact, a 2012 study from the Federal Trade Commission found that 1 in 5 Americans had an error on the credit report. I'd like to see the 4 that did not have an error on their credit report. Now, just because I've yet to see a report, and I've been looking at reports for decades, never, ever have I seen a report that did not have errors on it. Some of them are pretty innocuous errors, misspelled names, an old address, variances of an address. All those issues are some of the errors that we see. But we also find a lot of other errors as well. Mixed files. If someone with the same name or similar name applies credit and a piece of their file become mixed with yours. John Smith, Juan Valdez, all these are just different names that are very, very similar. Or putting on there a senior and a junior. Sometimes those will get mixed up. Those are common errors according to the National Consumer Law Center. Identity theft, obviously that's a biggie. Someone has stolen your social security number, they have your birth date, they can easily steal your identity. Again, credit sanitizer, they've got that LifeLock solution on there. Furniture errors, there are 3 big players when it comes to credit report accuracy: credit bureaus, consumers, and data furnishers. The last one is important. It's the banks, lenders, debt collectors, rental companies, supply, aka also furnish the data that appears on your credit reports to the credit bureaus. Often a furnisher can report something inaccurate, like a missed payment or a collection account that actually belongs to somebody else. Re-aging of old debts. Yes, it does happen. You got to remember that one, that not good, but it does happen. Here's what that is. Certain debts have a ticking clock of sorts when it comes to your credit report. A collection account, for example, is supposed to age off of your credit report after 7 years and 180 days from when it was first delinquent. However, sometimes re-aging occurs often when a debt is sold to a third-party collector and they start the clock all over again. That is not accurate. It should be coming off of your report. So how do you find out if you have these derogatory remarks or marks on your credit report? Obviously, you need to know about them before you can fix them. That's why you need to be getting your credit report at least a couple of times per year. And I would recommend at least 4 to 5 months before you go to do anything with credit. So if you're looking to buy a house and you're going to be needing to get a mortgage, 4 to 6 months ahead of time, start looking at your credit report. Make sure it's accurate. Frequently, the items that are not accurate are driving your scores down. Why? The bureaus make more money when your credit score is lower. Their vendors make more money when your credit score is lower. So you've got a lot of parties that have a vested interest in your credit score being as low as possible. Now, you have a vested interest in having your score as high as possible because that's going to get you a better interest rate or better terms on your home loan, on your car loan, if you're going for furniture loans, on credit cards. All of these different items get better rates when your scores are higher. Now, when was the last time you paid any money to a credit bureau? There is never. You see, you're not their customer. Their customer is the credit card company that goes to buy the information from them, and they charge higher interest rates when your credit score is lower. So that's why they have a vested interest in keeping your score as low as possible. You're the credit bureau or the aggregator's customer is a mortgage company, a credit card company, an auto company, a credit card company. All of those companies make more money. The higher your interest rates are, the more money they make. The higher they can justify those, the more money they make. So do you think that the credit bureaus are getting a swarm of people saying, I want to get the data so I can market it to the person with an 800 FICO score or the person with a 500 or 600 FICO score. The 800 FICO score person can go anywhere to get a credit card, to get a car, to get a home loan. They can negotiating with them. I'm talking about FICO scores, not FACO scores. The FACO score is what you're going to get from somebody that is selling a Vantage score, a Credit Karma. It's not a true FICO. Now, there are some institutions that will provide a FICO score for free. But for the most part, whenever you're getting a free score, it's the FACO score, not the FICO score. FICO is what is actually being used. It's Fair Isaac Corporation. That's what's being used by the mortgage company, by the lending company. When Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Jenny Mae, FHA, are all looking at loans, they want to know what the FICO score is, not what the FACO score is. Now, how do you dispute these items? There's a couple of ways. When you go onto these institutions, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, when you go on their websites, they have a button online where it's you can have click a button and just like a tweet, 140 characters, you can request them to correct your error. I would suggest you never, ever do that. Do not dispute your credit that way. Write a letter, a written letter, where you have more space to write that down to explain your situation. Send it by certified mail so you can track when it was received. Include copies of any supporting documentation. Do not send originals, just send copies, because I'm going to tell you what they're going to do with it in a minute. You're going to hear back from the Bureau regarding your dispute in about 30 days, depending upon how long it takes the lender to arrive at their address. Now, when you do that, send a copy of, make sure you sign the letter so they know it's not a robot saying it. They're going to tell you that it is. Send a copy of your driver's license and Social Security card with it, and a copy of a utility bill with it. Send those documents with the letter certified where you're disputing. Now, they've already got all the information, so don't worry about the fact that your identity is going to be stolen because you're sending that information. They've already got it, so you're not worried about that issue. When filing your dispute, make sure to clearly identify each mistake, articulate the facts, and explain your reasons for disputing the information, as the Consumer Financial Protection Board Bureau notes on its website as well. You may consider enclosing a copy of your credit report with your claim and sending your letter of dispute by certified mail. Again, I just shared that with you. Whatever you do, do not include in copies. What they're going to do, what the bureaus are going to do, and I'll explain the process with you. Unfortunately, this is the way it works, but I'm going to share right how they're going to do it. They're going to scan your documentation. And then hopefully they'll shred it. Sometimes they just throw it away and they cause some problems with that. But hopefully they'll shred it. Then they're going to send it over to a processing center. Sometimes those processing centers are even in foreign countries. And then that's where somebody's going to, for the first time, read your documentation. And they're going to put a code on it. And code is going to give them an indication of what they need to do with it. In many instances, the code simply says, we've reviewed this and it's accurate. Unfortunately, that's what happens in many instances. I'm going to go further into this when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about the top three things second wave baby boomers look for in a home. Best tax deductions for some small business owners. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Don't miss any part of our broadcast. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
See?
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. We'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. Top three things second wave baby boomers look for in a home. According to the data from the U.S. Census Bureau, there's approximately 76.4 million baby boomers living in the United States today. Contrary to what you may think, there are very different segments within this generation, and one piece that sets them apart are their housing needs. According to John McManus, editorial director of Hanley Woods Residential Group, he says one of them is focus on the preferences of the younger half or second wave baby boomers as they exhibit different needs than the older boomers. What are the second wave baby boomers looking for? Again, McManus says they are seeking a fun, dynamic lifestyle, a home that can also adjust to their changing needs in the future. Living space should either include accessibility features such as doorway space, lower shelves, non-slip surfaces, or be easily adjustable when the time comes. In a home buyer study performed by the Farnsworth Group, the participants revealed reasons for purchasing a new home. Top three factors that influence their purchase include area location, 50.2% of the time, Price affordability, 37.4% of the time, and the layout of the home, 19% of the time. The report also found that when buying a new home, there were other concerns like quality construction, that was 9%, safer neighborhood, better floor plans. The most important rooms or areas are the kitchen, 82.8%, master bedroom, and a great room. People are going back to those great rooms again. Technology also plays an important role. Second wave baby boomers prefer wireless security systems, lighting that senses and adapts to them, and integrated home technology, including smart thermostats and lighting controlled by a smartphone. Gray Matter research and consulting points to a sense of community as a major factor in wanting to purchase. First impressions are important when entering a new community, as is feeling welcome in the community. Amenities such as clubhouses, pools, and walking trails feature prominently in the decision to purchase in a community. Location was a key, as residents want their new homes to be near shopping, dining, medical services, and entertainment. Why do you think we have all of that information right there available for you? If you want to look for your new dream home, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, to 79564. And you can actually find out what the distances are to these different key items, shopping and dining and entertainment and the local Starbucks, all that good stuff. And it's free, no advertising, just for you as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text NEST to 79564. If you're one of the many second wave baby boomers who is starting to feel like their current home no longer fits their needs, take advantage of the low inventory existing homes in today's market by selling your current home, moving on to one that truly fits your new lifestyle. Got some information coming out on that in the next day or so about the lack of inventory. We're still dealing with a big time lack of inventory, lack of homes available for sale, which is great if you're contemplating moving. Having the lack of inventory means less supply. While there's still that great demand out there, and as we see some of the interest rates coming back down a little bit, if you've been thinking about selling a home, that's the way. Now's the time to really get involved in that. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your area. And again, if you go to that site I told you, it'll give you information about your neighborhood as well, what the competition is. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, and you'll get all that information totally free, no advertising, very accurate for you. Chatting this morning about how to dispute an error on your credit report, and I was talking to you about the letters that then go, basically they just get sent right over to some servicing center, many times again in a foreign country, and they put a code on there, and the code's going to come back, and this is what I call the Forrest Gump process, my naming of it. It's not a technical name. So you send a letter into the bureau. You've got your documentation. Make sure you keep copies of what you sent when you sent it. And again, like I said, send it certified so you have the dates of when you sent it. We're going to document everything here, because what we're going to end up getting to is we may end up getting to a conversation with our friend Tom Martin. He is an attorney. But here's what your process is. You're sending this documentation over, and then what you're going to end up having happen is they're going to put a code on there. They're going to send you a letter back. Most likely they're going to say, we researched it. It is accurate. And you really know that it's not accurate. So you're going to send another letter back saying, hey, you know something, I sent you this supporting documentation. Apparently nobody read it, and quote some laws on there. So be clear and concise in your letters that you're sending. Credit Bureau is concerned about accuracy, so pinpoint exactly what is inaccurate, the date of the inaccuracy, the account in question, the lender, the creditor, how long they're reporting that you had a credit card versus how long you've actually had the credit card. That is a big issue. Many people ignore that. The number of months, it's a two-digit code on there. It's going to be from 00 to 99, talking about how many months you've had that credit card. Now, remember, I've told you in the past, 30 to 35% of your score comes from history. So if they're saying that you've had a credit card for 2 years and you really had it for 10 years, well, that history is not accurate and needs to be corrected. You do not need to quote federal laws. Writing that you want to initiate a dispute is sufficient enough. Credit bureaus know the laws. You don't need to cite them. Include your return address so your results can be sent to the right place. And if you want copies of sample letters, I can get that for you. But once you send that second letter, if it's not corrected at that time and you still have strong documentation that there is an error, and it's not, would not surprise me if it's not corrected, that's when you need to give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll refer you over to Tom Martin, and he'll be able to assist you in the next steps, which would be a lawyer's letter to the creditors or the credit bureau. Because, again, remember that second letter, they're going to follow the same process. They're going to scan it in, send it maybe to a different department this time, being that they're realizing that you're escalating the level of commentary. You're not going to just be one of those that's going to take for their word for granted that, you know, oh, they told me that it's wrong and I'm not going to go after them and I'm not going to fight. You have to understand that it's your credit report, and the credit bureaus must have, the only thing they can put on your credit report are items that are complete, that are accurate, and that are verifiable. If they fail any of those tests, they've got to remove it from the report, because you could end up seeing a 100-point rise in your score for a good credit report versus a poor credit report. Just think about those issues right there. So again, if you need some help with this, give me a call, 800-306-1990, or very simply, again, go to creditsanitizer.com. I think it's $87 a month, no long-term contracts. It may take you 4 to 6 months to get your credit report all corrected. They'll send you the templates of the documents that you need. All you need to do is sign them, put the copy of your credit, of your Social Security card and driver's license and utility bill attached, put it in an envelope, send it off to the bureaus, and then you just basically wait until they start getting back to you to get this stuff corrected for you, and watch how your credit score increases. Now, I'm going to share with you, when you start the process, yeah, you're going to have a real credit report done, and you can get your legit credit report at annualcreditreport.com. They have to give you one of those free ones per year, or any time that is used to deny credit for you. That's basically the ruling for that. Now, when you go and get your free credit report, that's not going to give you the scores that you have to pay for, or you go, so I think Discover might give it to you, or Credit Capital One, or one of those guys might give you a score periodically. But again, annualcreditreport.com. You can go to Credit Karma, and they're going to show you what your FICO score is. They call it a Vantage score. All that you're going to see from that, all you're going to learn from that, is the trajectory of your score. So as you correct your credit report, they're going to show you the trajectory. The trajectory will be up or down, and that'll be probably followed by the FICO. You don't need to pay for that FICO every time. But they're going to also give you some ideas on how you can get other tools from them, and maybe even get your credit scores, get credit cards, loan consolidation, all that stuff is available through Credit Karma. So it's just a good source, a good resource for you as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, some tax deductions we'll chat about that you might or might not have known of. We'll chat about those. Maybe they're good for you. Maybe they're good for your family, small business owners. Knowledge is never, in my opinion, a bad thing. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage Financial. When you're ready for the next loan, the new loan, a home loan, our friends over at Gold Star are available to chat with you to get you the information you need. Get you pre-approved. Go right to the Siegel Lending Team website, SiegelLendingTeam.com. And there's an apply now button right there. You can get the information you need to get approved, pre-approved for a new home loan. Again, go to or text NEST, N-E-S-T, like bird's nest, N-E-S-T to 79564. You can get the dream home information you want. It's customized for you. You're the one that gets it. No advertising on the site. It works great on your cell phone or on your home computer. Again, text NEST to 7564. They'll send you to get all hooked up. Find out how many bedrooms, bathrooms, where you want to be, pricing, all that good information. So tax deductions. These were the articles that we did actually for readers and loan officers. But I want to share this with you because it's going to fit for many, many others. You probably feel like you're spending a lion's share of your time collecting and organizing people's documents. But now it's 2017 and April 15th. It is too far away, or this year, April 18th. It's time to get your own financial house in order for the IRS. Considering that most realtors, loan officers, brokers, self-employed people, that means getting a 1099 with your income and commissions, so using every tax deduction that is legally available, is critical to your bottom line. Now, remember, you got a combination here dealing with minimizing your taxes at the same time as you're dealing with in case you want to be buying a house in the next couple of years. So you got to juggle both of those issues. So you worked hard all year to earn that income, so it's worth a little more time and effort to make sure you keep as much in your pocket as possible. How much can a few new tax deductions save you? Let's use a little example as a hypothetical illustration. Let's say you're single and your taxable income is $100,000. Every dollar you deduct from your taxable income will save you almost 50 cents in taxes that you have to pay. Remember, you'll be paying federal, state, and self-employment taxes, so right deductions can go even further. This includes 28% in federal income taxes, 15.3% in self-employment taxes, and an average of 6%. In state income taxes, that can go up to 13% here in California. Good news is that there are scores of potential tax deductions for self-employed. In fact, according to the IRS, any expense for your real estate or lending business is deductible if it is ordinary and necessary, directly related to your business and reasonable in the amount according to IRS code 162. The expense doesn't need to be a necessity, just help your business in some way, even if it's a small or one-time expense. Remember that you can't deduct personal expenses, and that's a fine line you'll have to clearly prove with receipts, records, account statements, etc., in case of an audit. Now, I'm going to share with you, I am not a tax professional. I am not a tax preparer, enrolled agent, or CPA. So make sure you're getting, you're going to those folks and getting good counsel. But here's a common list of deductions that people might want to be looking at: billboards, bus stop ads, brochures, flyers, business cards, copy editor fees, clothing with your logo on it, direct mail, email marketing newsletters, events, graphic designer fees, internet ads, Google, Facebook, etc., leads, mailing lists, logos, marketing services, mobile apps, networking events, postcards, print ads, promotional. See, the list goes on and on. Think about all these things. Social media marketing costs, TV ads, web design. If you're doing improvement for yourselves, books, sales, real estate books, continuing education, magazine subscriptions, newsletters, sales training, coaching, seminars, textbooks, trade publications. You hear what I'm getting with this? Auto transportation, business mileage at 55.5 cents, or auto expenses. Car washes, depreciation is a great one because depreciation gets added back if you're looking to buy something new down the road for loan purposes. Gas, insurance, interest, license and registration, maintenance, repairs. Again, the portion of it that's associated with your business is usable. Travel for airfare, cab fare, meals and entertainment. Again, figure out the percentages that you're allowed. Parking tolls, taxis, trains, tips, business meals, answering services, cell phone, fax expenses, internet service, office phones, toll-free numbers, briefcases, calculators, if it's used in your businesses, cameras, cell phones, cleaning equipment. All the areas are different items. Make sure you get a good log of all these things. If you're paying clerical support, family wages, payroll or taxes, a sales assistant, virtual assistant, health insurance, talk to your tax preparer about these items. Mortgage interest, rent, if you have your own building or if you're renting a building. Property taxes, again, if you're using that. Utilities, bank charges, all of these areas. If you're a lot of small business, especially if you're a service sector type business in real estate or mortgage or some of the others along those lines, almost everything you're doing could be considered a business expense. You just have to document it appropriately and, again, talk to the professional. Those fees are also tax deductible: accountant fees, association dues or fees, fees to join business groups, the California Association of Realtors, Mortgage Bankers Association, Chamber of Commerce, networking groups, bookkeeping fees, licenses. All of those things are deductible. So I'm going to share with you, make sure you're doing a good job of documenting these. You may want to just take a couple of days, weekend days, or maybe if you're a real estate professional and you work the weekends, maybe you want to be doing this in the evenings or maybe a Wednesday or something if you don't have a lot going on then. Spend some time and get the information going that you need. It'll help you in the long run. I'm just sharing the information with you so that you can deal with it and maybe save a little bit of money. If you're not planning on moving or doing any kind of moving or buying a new property and you don't need to show a lot of income, maximize all these deductions, all the legal ones. Again, don't forget, you don't have to show deductions, but the deductions that you do show have to be supported, documented, and legal. That's the whole issue right there. And as always, I ask one little favor of you: set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Call me anytime with any questions or to meet any of our guests. Call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. RonSiegels.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.